soon get that out for you need to be a hero on code.
For you need what?
For you need to be a hero.
Diego, comportamento.
I don't know. Listen, I have a great relationship with him, so. But he's a good guy, he's a great player, but I cannot be stupid, even if he's a friend of mine, and say sometimes he's not right.
You see?
He's having some attitudes on court and throwing the racket all the time to the floor. He's not right. And the most important thing, and he knows that, or if he don't know, he doesn't know that. The most important thing is, if he knows that, he's able to be critical with yourself, you will have a good chance to improve. But, well, sometimes with not the best attitude, he's number 13 in the world. That's really amazing. His talent is so big, his level of tennis is great, he's a good guy, he's a fantastic player, and what he has to understand that I know he's a good guy because I know him, but all the fans that I got saw him doing these things, probably they have a different opinion, and that's negative for him. So if he's able to understand that, he will change that, and he will have, you know, better support on the ground. Because for me, when I was playing with him in Miami, it's not nice, you know, when you see the crowd going against another opponent, that against my opponent, and I know the opponent is a good person. You know, if that happens against a bad person. Okay, don't care, but he's not like this. He's a good guy, and I feel sad sometimes for him because he cannot have the chance to control that situation. But I'm sure that he will improve. He's not like this, you know, where he is, and he's one of the more dangerous players of the tour. And by the way, he was unlucky today because he was the match under control.
Thank you.